Right, let's go down to Melbourne now. This is the big story that's going around the country. Still hard to comprehend, still hard to believe what has happened on the streets of the Victorian capital. Dennis O'Kane is from our Melbourne newsroom. Dennis, good afternoon. You were at a media conference with the Melbourne Lord Mayor when this all happened in front of you.
Yeah, we're in the town hall, up on the portico of the town hall, and this car came up Swanson Street quite slowly, and all of a sudden six police cars followed it, and then this car, an old Holden, maroon-coloured Holden, sped up along Swanson Street, which is generally closed to traffic except trams. Now, mounted the footpath, and pedestrians just had to scatter. The police desperately tried to head it off, but then, and this is the tragedy of the whole thing, it turned left into the Bourke Street Mall. Now, the Bourke Street Mall is where all the big shops are. All the big stores are here, people everywhere. Being a mall, no cars, just trams, and it started to mow people down. It sped up the mall, over Elizabeth Street, up the hill into Bourke Street itself, on the footpath, mowing people down. So far, we have at least 20 injured, five of them critical. We have a man and a woman in their 30s dead, a child aged 10 dead, even though there are reports it may be a baby. We just cannot confirm this at the moment. It all started around about 1:30 this afternoon. This guy was doing donuts and burnouts right in front of the Flinders Street station at the corner of Flinders and Swanson Street. People try to stop him. There's vision of people trying to stop him. He just kept going around and around. All of a sudden, the police helicopter arrived, hovering above. This guy continued to do the burnouts. And then, as I said, he proceeded up Swanson Street at a slow pace until the six police cars chased him. And then away it went. He was doing around about 60 to 70 k's an hour down the Bourke Street Mall, over Elizabeth Street, and then up Bourke Street itself.
Dennis, when you saw this happen, when you saw this unfold, is there any way to describe what you were thinking and seeing?
We stopped the news conference with the Lord Mayor because we couldn't hear him because of the helicopter.
Sure.
I looked down over the portico and saw this old car, this old Holden, driving up. Well, you're not allowed to drive up the tram tracks unless you're an emergency vehicle.
Mm.
And I said to the guys, look at this. This guy's going up the tram tracks. And then all of a sudden the police, and then the screeching of brakes when he sped up, and they were trying to get him and corner him, like in the middle of the city. The screeching of brakes was horrific. And, it just unfolded.
Mm.
I didn't see what happened. Once it got up to the Bourke Street Mall, I didn't know what was going on there, but unfortunately did turn left and into the mall itself. If he'd turn right into Bourke Street, because it's Bourke Street, then the Bourke Street Mall, then back to Bourke Street, because it's closed off only between Swanson and Elizabeth Street. So this is right in front of those people who know Melbourne, right in front of David Jones, right in front of Meijer.
Yep.
All the big shops immediately brought down the shutters, held people inside, and those who were in the mall were quickly evacuated to either the other end of or right up. They just ran, actually. I saw people running, and they were horrified. Trams stopped in their tracks. It was something I've been in this game a long time, and I've certainly never seen anything like this.
Dennis, I really appreciate you bringing us up to date on the scene there. Dennis O'Kane from our Melbourne newsroom unfolded. You know, he's one of the lucky ones, and I say that because he didn't see too much after this car pulled away. If you're just joining us for the first time this afternoon, this may be the first time you're seeing this, hearing this. When you see some of the vision that has emerged here, and I know a lot of the TV stations are being very careful about what they put to air. Some of it's already gone to air, and then they've realised what it is that they're seeing from the live vision that has come through. It is horrific, and there are shots, a camera which I believe may have been alongside Dennis at that media conference, has spun around and captured the moment when it's gone up on the footpath and just started to mow pedestrians down. It is something that, well, as Dennis said, he's been in this game a long time, that he has never seen and can comprehend anything like it. I've got to say I concur with him, and I'm 2,500 kilometres away.